Good afternoon. We'll start with short opening statements by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll be happy to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Djukanovic, welcome. It's a great pleasure to welcome you here at the NATO headquarters. We have met many times before, but this is the first time we meet at the NATO headquarters, and I think that reflects the commitment of Montenegro and also the commitment of NATO to really work on what we have agreed on related to the focused and intensified talks related to your aspiration to become a NATO member. And the talks today have really reflected our shared commitment to support Montenegro on its path to Euro-Atlantic integration. Montenegro has made real progress towards membership in NATO. You have introduced substantial reforms. You are a champion of regional cooperation. And you have repeatedly shown that you share our values. You continue to contribute to our efforts in Afghanistan through both financial and operational contributions. And on behalf of the Alliance, I would like to thank you for your great contributions to our operation in Afghanistan. We decided in Wales to open a period of intensified and focused talks. And foreign ministers will address our progress by the end of this year to decide whether to invite you to join the Alliance. Our meeting today is an important step. It will allow us to assess reforms and look at what remains to be done. It is a chance to show that you are delivering in areas such as the reform of the intelligence sector, strengthening the rule of law, and increasing public support for membership. Countries which joined the Alliance have been able to reinforce their democracy, boost their security, and make the lives of their citizens safer. Europe has become more stable, and this is a real historic success. Each country has the sovereign right to choose its own security arrangements. We are pleased that Montenegro has made the choice to pursue NATO membership. Prime Minister, I look forward to continuing our work in the months ahead. Please welcome.
Gospodine generalni sekretare, prije svega hvala za organizaciju današnjeg sastanka i hvala za veoma korisne sugestije tokom sastanka i tokom ovog obraćanja javnosti. Dame i gospodo, današnji sastanak je bio prilika da produžimo, ja bih rekao, jedan veoma kvalitetan, kontinuirani dijalog između Crne Gore kao zemlje kandidata i NATO saveza. Kao što je generalni sekretar kazao, do sada smo imali priliku više puta da se sretnemo, a nakon promjena u NATO savezu, ovo je prva prilika za moje obraćanje generalnom sekretaru u sjedištu NATO-a i danas Sjevernoatlantskom savjetu. To su veoma dobre prilike da kao odgovorni partneri razgovaramo o sadržini naših odnosa koji su oivičeni intenziviranim i fokusiranim dijalogom za što smo mandat dobili na poslednjem NATO samitu u Kardifu. Kao što smo, da kažem, već više puta obavijestili javnost, fokus je ostao na četiri ključne oblasti. Danas je bila prilika da generalnog sekretara NATO-a i njegove saradnike informišem o našem viđenju napretka koji je Crna Gora ostvarila. Logično, fokus ostaje na sve četiri oblasti, ali rekao bih sa naglaskom na pitanja vladavine prava i podrške javnosti. Zato sam ovu priliku iskoristio da upoznam generalnog sekretara sa rezultatima koje smo ostvarili na tim pitanjima i da mu istovremeno prenesem moj i crnogorski optimizam ukupno, da ćemo u mjesecima koji su pred nama sigurno ispuniti očekivanje naših NATO partnera i biti u prilici da uoči ministarskog sastanka krajem godine saopštimo da smo apsolutno spremni da preuzmemo odgovornost nove članice NATO saveza. Veoma smo ohrabreni onim što smo čuli od strane generalnog sekretara da NATO ostaje privržen politici otvorenih vrata i da, rekao bih, na dobar način i vrlo konstruktivan način vrednuje ono što je Crna Gora uradila u prethodnom periodu i da vjeruje da je Crna Gora sa ovim kapacitetom reformske posvećenosti u stanju da proizvede rezultate koji će nas i finalno kvalifikovati za članstvo u NATO. Upoznao sam generalnog sekretara sa značajem produženja ili produžetka politike širenja NATO-a, prije svega u regiji Zapadnog Balkana. Dakle, mi vjerujemo da i dalje pitanje stabilnosti ostaje ključni izazov Zapadnog Balkana. I jednako tako uvjereni smo da je integracija drugo ime za stabilnost Zapadnog Balkana. Dakle, vjerujemo da je zato jako važno da se nastavi sa politikom otvorenih vrata i NATO-a i Evropske unije, da se proreformskim vladama i proreformskoj javnosti, ne samo u našoj zemlji, nego u regionu u cjelini, da blagovremena i jasna podrška da se nastavi sa putem realizacije sveobuhvatnih reformi kako bi stvorili uslove ne samo za integraciju, nego za unaprijeđeni kvalitet života ljudi u toj regiji i za njegovu i za njenu suštinsku integraciju u evropsku civilizaciju 21. vijeka. Zadovoljstvo mi je bilo da čujem ocjene koje je generalni sekretar izrekao, koje je saopštio i danas pred vama, da je Crna Gora zaista pozitivan primjer, neko ko ne samo u formalnom, nego u suštinskom smislu prednjači na Zapadnom Balkanu u pogledu kvaliteta i intenziteta reformi i da želim također da iskoristim priliku da ćemo sa zadovoljstvom nastaviti da budemo partner NATO saveza u regionu, promoter sistema euroatlantskih vrijednosti u tom dijelu Europe, a vjerujem kroz nekoliko mjeseci i punopravna članica NATO. Hvala na pažnji.
Okay, we've got time for a couple of questions. Please put up your hand and say which outlet you represent and your name. We'll start with the lady over there and then we'll go
yes.
over there.
Marija Ivičić, Daily Newspaper, Pobjeda. The question is for Mr. Stoltenberg. You mentioned in this statement that the public support, issue of public support, and it's very important to intensify dialogue. And I was wondering, can you send a message to Montenegrin people from this place, from the headquarters of NATO? Why is it important for Montenegro to become the member of NATO? What are the benefits?
The benefit of enlargement of NATO, I think we have seen that very clearly over a long period of time, because we have seen that the enlargement of NATO has been a great historic success, and it has taken place over many years, and we have increased the numbers of countries that are part of the alliance substantially over, especially since the end of the Cold War. And the enlargement of NATO has contributed to stability, to peace, to the security of the people in the countries that have joined NATO, and also to increased living standards, because peace and stability has also promoted economic growth. And this will, of course, also be the advantage for Montenegro. It is up to Montenegro and NATO to decide whether Montenegro is ready to join the alliance, but the purpose of the intensified and focused talks is to enable Montenegro to join, and therefore I welcome the progress which we have seen in Montenegro, and the enlargement of NATO has been a great political success. And therefore, I think also it is important for us to discuss and to work on how we can go further and make progress also related to Montenegro.
Okay, lady over there.
Mila Vuković, National TV of Montenegro. I have a question for Mr. Stoltenberg. How do you assess the current focused dialogue between Montenegro and NATO? Thank you.
My assessment is that we have made a lot of progress, NATO and Montenegro together. Montenegro has made progress when it comes to key areas as, for instance, the rule of law, reform of the intelligence sector, reform of defense. And this is of great importance, and I welcome and I commend Montenegro for the progress. And I think it just underlines that it was important and it was the right decision to take to launch the focused and intensified talks.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.